Tonight we are going to give some consideration to the book of Numbers. This book demonstrates how difficult it was for God's covenant people to retain faith in God in the face of continuing troubles and disappointments. But it also demonstrates the greater faithfulness of God in accomplishing His purpose with Israel. God never permitted Israel's failure to destroy His own intention of forming a people for Himself. At this time, let's go to chapter 13 in the book of Numbers. Do I need to raise this mic up, or is it okay, Brother Larry? It's okay? Numbers chapter 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. Every one of these 12 men was a ruler. And Moses, by the command of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. Skip over to verse 17. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds. Skip down to verse 21. So they went up and searched the land. Let's skip over to verse 25. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. Verse 26. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation. Of the children of Israel. Unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak, giants. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb, important man there, Caleb still the people before Moses, and he said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." And that's what Yahweh had told them to do. Go up and possess it at once. But the next verse, 31, the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report. That's an important phrase right there. They brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature." Skip down to chapter 14, verse 1. And all, that's an important word right there. All the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation, said unto them, "Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives," and this next phrase is very important, keep it in your mind, "our children should be a prey." Our children should be a prey. "Were it not better for us to return unto Egypt?" After all the miracles, after all the good things that Yahweh had done to these people, he tells Moses and Aaron that they want to return to Egypt, to return to slavery. At verse 4, "And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return unto Egypt." Now, this verse 3 is very important, and it connects to verse 22. Skip over to verse 22. This congregation of Israelites had done the same thing 10 times. Now think about that. They had done this 10 times. Look at this 22. "All those men which have seen my glory and my miracles," this is Yahweh speaking, all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles," think about all the miracles that Yahweh did in Egypt, "which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times. And look at that next phrase. "They have not hearkened to my voice." Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers. Who was their fathers? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. he swore, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. Let's go over to verse 26. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this, look at that, evil congregation? He's calling these chosen people, the Israelites, an evil congregation, which murmur against me. I have heard the murmurings of the... This is Yahweh saying, I have heard the murmurings of Israel, which they murmur against me, and he had heard it 10 times, the same murmur. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, the book of Numbers, from 20 years old and upward. So that means from this is not referring to the ones 19 and under. It's not referring to them, which have murmured against me, doubtless ye shall not come into what land? The promised land to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save two individuals. And they're listed right there, Caleb and Joshua. Two men that had faith in God. And that's why they were able to be so courageous at this time. They had faith in God, Yahweh. But your little ones, now this is an extremely important verse here. This verse here is how Yahweh is carrying out his plan and purpose. None of the rest of the Israelites, they're going to die in the wilderness. But the little ones are not. Very important scripture. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have what? Despised. Those Jews, those Israelites, over 20 and over, they despise the promised land. That's terrible. That's why they died in the wilderness. And your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which ye search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year. The year for a day, or the day for a year principle. Shall ye bear your iniquities even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of the promise. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed, and there they shall die. and the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up what? A slander upon the land. Even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua and Caleb, the two men that had faith in God, they lived. They lived. Brothers, sisters, and friends, do you see the importance of faith? And how are we going to have faith if we don't know and understand God's plan and purpose? Now, think about this. Yahweh had done all that could possibly be done and much more when they were slaves in Egypt and when they crossed the Red Sea and when they were in the wilderness. He gave them manna. He gave them flesh to eat. He gave them water. He instructed them. He prepared them to what? To go into the promised land. They rejected Yahweh. He did everything that could be possibly done to prepare his people for the promised land. Now think about that. To prepare his people for the promised land. When I was studying this, when they were there at the, just before they were supposed to go into Canaan, it was similar to me of our day right now. How much longer is it to the return of the Lord Jesus to this earth to set up his kingdom? And how much has Yahweh done to prepare you and me for that event? He provided his Son so that we could be prepared for that kingdom. Brothers, sisters, and friends, Jesus Christ is soon to return to this earth to set up this kingdom. It's 2015. It's 2015. In 1961, I went to Bible class at the North Little Rock Ecclesia. 1961. I had met some Christadelphians, and I had associated with them for 2 or 3 years. And one of them had given me pamphlets and books to read. And after a serious, after a serious interrogation, he invited me to come to Bible class. He didn't invite me to Bible class till I knew about God's plan and purpose. And when I went that night to that Bible class, those brothers and sisters were talking in 1961 like the Lord was going to come that night. I didn't think that he was. And over the years, I continued to attend. And there's been many brothers that have picked out dates during that time. But there was an old brother at our meeting. He was blind. Brother Hicks. And he used to always say when they would get through talking, the Lord's not coming till after the year 2000. And it's 2015, brothers, sisters, and friends. It's 2015. And the Lord has been preparing every one of you for this great event. Now, those of us who are brothers and sisters, we're going to be called to judgment. Now, I want you to think back that the judgment that those Israelites that rejected Yahweh, what we just studied tonight, that was tough. That was difficult. And they were judged. And they were sent back to the wilderness to die in the wilderness. 40 years. 40 years. Those of us who are brothers and sisters, we're going to be called to judgment. Are we ready? Are we thinking about it? Are we preparing? Let's start preparing right now. Why wait any longer? The theme for the Arkansas Bible School is taken from James chapter 8. Let's turn and look at that. That's what we're going to be doing at the Bible School this year. Make plans to attend. We're fixing to prepare ourselves for the return of the Lord if He doesn't return between now and then. James chapter 5, verse 8. And with the way my mind's working, I may have said chapter 8, verse 5. Verse 8. Establish your hearts. See, those Israelites that we read about tonight, their hearts weren't established. You've got to establish your heart. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh.